Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. Little Texas Blues there. That's Billy Frank and Dusty bringing us back. ZZ Top. They're on at 17 till the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's for the show and all the other things that we do here. But if you'd like to learn more about my book, go to ageofthecustomer.com. The Age of the Customer is the book, and you can find out what people are saying about it, how to buy it, and a lot about the book. An awful lot about the book right there for free at ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Check out that website, folks. You'll thank me later. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. I appreciate you very much. Okay, so you told me off the air that you think that there's some bright spot potential in Congress this year, getting something done possibly because of the election cycle going on. Some of the dynamics is happening out there. So certain individuals are going to feel pressure to actually do something positive. What do you think?
You know, Jim, it's astounding. We work both houses, and over the last 2 weeks, there's been probably nearly 20 pieces of legislation that has passed the House, some on a partisan basis, but a lot on a bipartisan basis. In fact, some on like 5 or 6 pieces of legislation on a unanimous basis, meaning there was no member of Congress who opposed, you know, some of this legislation. Regulatory reform, you know, transparency, some tax issues, affordable energy issues. The House passed last week the repeal of the penalty of the individual mandate under Obamacare for this year. It's about 30 Democrats joined Republicans in passing that. And it's become clear that, you know, the Senate, you know, just continues to sit on its hands.
Senator Reid, the leader in the Senate, he's the big obstacle, isn't he?
He is, but, you know, like, the Senate's on. I mean, there are, you know, 7 to 8 members of the Senate who are vulnerable in the upcoming election. You know, many of these folks are getting pressure back home, and they're in red states, which means, you know, the Republicans think that they can pick them up, and they are states that vote Republican in presidential elections. And they're hearing from their constituents about Obamacare. They're hearing from their constituents about energy costs. They're hearing about, you know, the state of the economy.
They're hearing about an election in Florida that went the wrong way for Democrats this week too, aren't they? I bet that rippled through the Senate and the House like a little tsunami, didn't it?
It did, and you know what? There are basically pundits on both sides of the aisle who are saying, "Oh yeah, there's going to be a Republican pickup, and it's, you know, it's pretty, it very much can happen that Republicans, you know, will pick up the Senate." But the point is that these, besides just distancing themselves from Obama and his policies, and many of them voted for Obamacare and all this other stuff, they've got to show that, look, we're doing stuff that will, you know, help correct, you know, some of the flaws in Obamacare, on the energy front, and all this. So they're going to be putting pressure on Harry Reid to, you know, do things legislatively that they can point to that say, look, we're doing something to address our constituents' concerns. So there
and
is a lot to do from
speaking,
that has to happen.
Politically speaking, Karen, if they can say that they voted for something or that they voted to get it out of the committee or whatever, certain Democrats can do that, even if Reid doesn't let it come to a vote, even if it doesn't pass on the vote, even if it passes and President Obama doesn't sign it, they can still say that they voted for it. They think that'll help them, right?
They think it will help them, yeah. I mean, a lot of people think, look, it's done because they've already voted for things like Obamacare, tax increases, all this other stuff. But you're right. I mean, they really want to be able to point to legislation that they could say, look, here are the things that I'm doing to, you know, address your concerns in these major areas. But so we're hopeful. I mean, we keep pushing.
Is there anything that you see that would be good for small business that could get through the House, the Senate, and the President sign it? Is there, of the 20 things you're talking about, is there one thing that could be a real bright spot officially for small businesses?
You know, just things on the margin, you know, Jim, that will be helpful in leading to bigger reforms, like regulatory reform, things that give businesses more of a voice in the process. You know, maybe some tax fixes in terms of extending things, maybe some more healthcare stuff, but nothing that's really, I think, going to be helpful in terms of giving that big boost, you know, from a confidence perspective and, you know, to sort of help the economy move back to full momentum. But at least it gets us rolling in the right direction. And sometimes it starts, as you know, Jim, with small things that lead to bigger things, and hopefully that these small things will lead to bigger things, you know, in a new Congress next year. So we're sort of setting the stage for that and getting a lot of good things, small things here that will lead to bigger reforms, hopefully that we can get, you know, sort of get out of the blocks in the new Congress in January and February. So some of these things take a while, and it starts out the line politically in order to get big reforms through.
One of the things, I don't even want to think about what would be going on right now if we didn't have Karen, her organization, standing in the breach on our behalf. The ugliness, as bad as it is, it would be worse if we didn't have Karen standing up for us up there. Through her work with the SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. We're going to come back and give Karen to wrap this up for us after these messages. Tin Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.